And a one, and a two, and welcome to the Tales in One Box podcast. This is episode 282, Spotlight on DC Comics, Batgirl number 6, circa 2017. I am Chris Mosby.
And I am Caleb Gerardin. It's a rainy day in Phoenix.
Wow, really? We got sun. I'm Murray Fox. It's a blue sky, sunny winter day.
Yeah, we're doing that wonderful raise the temperature, lower the temperature constantly. So it was started in the 20s yesterday morning and ended up at almost 60. And it did the same thing this morning. I think it was like 20-something when I woke up and probably get to 60 again. So I am clogged up like nobody's business.
Ideal shorts weather.
Yeah, I mean, I walked outside about 8 o'clock when folks come by, and I was out there in shorts and a tank top. That's my standard uniform around here. And and it was like nothing. And then later on that night, it's like I had to turn the heat on. It's ridiculous. No wonder I got sinus problems all the time.
Bummer.
So today,
it's beautiful shorts. It's beautiful shorts weather in Phoenix as
yes,
well.
I'm
so
sure.
That's just,
sure
just because it's
shorts
just,
weather
in Phoenix during the haboobs.
The haboobs.
Haboobs. The big wall of sand that approaches from the south occasionally that looks like something out of the movie The Mummy.
Ooh, how often does that happen?
Yeah.
I think we average about 2 a year.
Does it close the schools?
No, but it does close all the events. You close all your events, and well, because it doesn't last forever. I mean, it basically sweeps through, and then maybe it's about 5 minutes as it passes through. But it's very dusty and causes a lot of asthma attacks and valley fever and stuff.
I bet.
So you just watch it pass, make sure all your patio furniture is strapped down. But other than that, you're right. It is shorts weather, 365.
Wow.
Someday that'll come to Canada when global warming really
hits. Technically it's shorts weather 365 everywhere. You can wear shorts whenever you want, Murray. No one's stopping you.
I can, but it's more comfortable when it's like sunny and beautiful.
All right.
Days like today. I'm wearing shorts, of course, but
of course.
Can't be outside nearly as much.
Okay.
Alrighty. Batgirl, number 6.
Well, I was just going to explain why we are doing it the way we're doing it.
Well, here's the rundown of Batgirl 1-5.
Okay,
She leaves Burnside. She wants to go get taught by a teacher somewhere in the Orient. She goes to the Orient. She gets taught. She gets caught up in shenanigans. She comes home. There you go.
Okay.
5 issues. Precede into like 5 seconds.
Well, yes.
And we get introduced to a boyfriend of hers that we never knew.
Yeah.
Right, the boyfriend that we never knew existed, who's a bit of a bad boy, but not really. And then he's not going to be anywhere.
Doofus.
Yeah.
Yes, what I was going to say was, we're doing it this way because Murray felt that the this issue was a better introduction to the Rebirth storyline than the actual Rebirth number 1 of Batgirl. So that's kind of what we're doing. We're going with Murray's suggestion, and here we go. It's all yours, man.
Not that the first storyline isn't good. It's fine. It's a little long, but it's fine. Mm-hmm. But this is like a good done-in-one. Boom, boom, boom.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty, so it's Batgirl. And the cover is beautiful by Rafael Albuquerque, I think, if I'm reading that. That's mm-hmm. scroll correctly. And inside, it is by Hope Larson.
Wait, don't forget the other cover, the Francis Manapole cover.
Yes.
Oh, I have not got that one.
Oh, yes. It's, yeah, well, I'll have to send you that one so you can see it. It's quite nice.
Is it good? I'm sure it's good.
Yes, it's very, I think the word sensual would be the word, I think.
Mmm.
Yes.
Yeah, Frank, really? Frank Cho would be.
I do believe. Really? Yes, I do believe that that issue is on the site we set up. So if you look at that one, on there have two covers. So, you know, go ahead.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, I'll look for Cheesecake Bag.
Yeah, there you go.
This is a little. Alrighty, Inside. It is Beyond Burnside epilogue. It's tied into the previous storyline in that she's coming home from Japan. But you don't need to. I mean, who cares? Okay. She could be on any old plane. But she happens to be on this plane. It's written by Larson. Art by Raphael Albuquerque. Dave McKay's colors. And all the rest. So we open up. Batgirl is hanging onto a plane. Outside the plane. It's blowing up. There's fire everywhere. There's like a plant crawling all over the plane. It is disaster. 450 knots. Minus 55 degrees Celsius. Ooh, that's a little cold. I don't know if I'd be wearing shorts. I might have to put on my snow pants. Maybe. Anyway, it looks disastrous. And then we flip the page and we go back 10 hours. And Barbara is sending off a little email to somebody. She's missed a deadline because she's been traveling in China. And the firewalls haven't let any emails go through. So she's applying as soon as she hits international airspace. I'm not sure if we know where she's applying.
And I don't know why she's applying. I thought she was, like, rich.
Yeah, I think she's got that Burnside company she owns, and I don't know. We will see what this application is, I'm sure.
More to come.
Mm-hmm. More to come. Anyway, as they're flying along, they get some, you know, turbulence the way you do when you're flying in a plane, and everyone's a little freaky, and Barbara's like, ugh. I've come all this way. I survived everything in Asia. Now I'm going to die in a plane crash. And of course, she's not going to die in a plane crash because it's just turbulence. Maybe. And after the turbulence is over, she kind of sniffs and she's smelling something really gross. And everybody on the plane seems to smell this horrible, horrible odor. And everyone's grossed out except this one red-haired beauty sitting near the front of the plane who is Poison Ivy. I don't think we know it at this point, but I mean, anyone that knows Batman knows that's Poison Ivy because red hair and she's wearing green and she's on the cover. So,
you know. She was on the cover, exactly.
So it's not so much a surprise. Anyway,
I am Barbara shocked.
Decides. I know, shocked. Barbara decides to go check out what's going on. So she goes to the bathroom and puts on her Batgirl outfit and sneaks down into the cargo hold. That's a great picture of her, like, jumping down into the cargo hold, all, like, squished up and leaping down. Raphael Albuquerque does amazing stuff. I love his work. I liked his work on American Vampire. Is that what it was? American Vampire?
I don't know. I was just going to say that
series was.
Yeah.
Oh, was it that?
But it was American Vampire.
Yeah. I prefer his superhero stuff. Like, I loved his Blue Beetle. I like his Batgirl. Mm-hmm. American Vampire is good, but, you know, I like this better.
Gotcha.
Anyway, she's holding her nose, and she's like, what on earth? And then we get Poison Ivy in the background. Hold it, Batgirl. Aristolochia Pugnaculi? Chuli, chuli. I don't know. My Latin. Anyway, she says it's a prehistoric magnolid. Its flowers smell like rotting flesh.
Yeah,
like,
yes,
gross.
It's that's Latin for old, smelly, crappy flower. That's what it means.
Yeah. Like, who? No. Wow. It's not like anyone's growing it now because it's from, like, prehistory, but yeah. Gross. Gross. I guess it would keep the dinosaurs off it, but
yeah.
Yuck. Yuck. Wah, wah. Anyway, Batgirl hears the voice and she's like, ooh, that sultry voice, that botanical jargon. Poison Ivy, of course you're behind this. And she says, I'm not denying it's my specimen, but it was dormant. It was a fossil. I didn't think it could wake up. And then she realizes the combination of altitude and turbulence somehow woke up the plant. And Ivy says, don't you worry. I'll get it all settled down. You just go back to your seat. And Batgirl's like, if you think I'm going to leave you two alone. And the plant doesn't even want to be left alone because it gives Batgirl this great big plant hug and squishes her. And she takes out her batarang and chops it to pieces. And the plant just screams.
It's Audrey 3.
It is Audrey 3. I love that the petals are all like toothy and the flower is like this toothy,
damn,
monstrous face. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Batgirl's like, I did not know a plant can scream. Did you know it could do that? And Ivy says, nope. But Pugna Cooley evolved to fend off dinosaurs. He does great facial expressions. Like, great facial expressions.
Yep.
Oh. And then we get a page for the Commandy Challenge. Oh, I cannot wait for that. Cannot wait.
What's hey, real quick. So it says the Commandy Challenge is 12 issues, but there's 13 teams listed. Why is that?
I think the first issue is like a double-sized issue.
Oh.
Okay. So maybe there's like a framing story or something. I don't know.
Is that out already?
No, a week or 2 weeks maybe.
Okay.
Is that... Giffen, is that
hello
in that art, you think?
I don't think so. It looks like way down at the bottom by Commandy's right foot there's a BT or an RT.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that. Okay.
So maybe Ryan Sook, although it doesn't look like an S.
And Ryan Sook doesn't draw like that.
No. I feel like I should know who it is.
But I think you should too.
My copy doesn't have that. So.
I like it, whoever it is. Cannot wait for that. Okay. That'll be a good one. Anyway, let's get back to this plant. Alrighty. So, Ivy says it's bound to have some impressive defenses. And while she's talking about that, we see the plant has like rooted and it's spreading out across the plane. Rips open the plane door, the cargo hatch door there, and suddenly there's like huge air pressure. People are being dragged out almost. And Batgirl realizes this plant is going to take down the plane. And that's when, of course, the stewardess comes down and says, Batgirl, what's going on?
Don't like no plants on this mother effing plane.
That's right.
Sorry.
And Batgirl says, oh, there's nothing going on. Ivy must have pressed the call button by mistake. And Poison Ivy says, you've got nothing to fear, sweetheart. And she blows some, like, plant pheromones into the stewardess's face. We've got everything under control. And Batgirl, while she's beating up the plant, she's like, Ivy, what are you doing? You leave that woman alone. And the woman is totally entranced. You smell nice. You like it's my signature scent. Add this to the filtration system, and the whole plane will smell just like me. So, of course, the little stewardess does that, and everyone on the plane just kind of falls asleep, so we don't need to worry about any more hysterical flight passengers. They're all going to sleep through the plant attack.
Sorry about that.
And Barbara is like, Ivy, I need a little help. I love this line. If you finished roofying the whole plane, we got to get this weed thing. We got to get the weed off the wing. Because of course...
Whoa. You there?
There it's...
Oh, no.
Bigger.
Okay, he's back.
I know. And Batgirl says...
You are the weed beneath turbine? My wing. No, sorry.
Or we can lose. Yeah. Totally. We just need Bette Midler in here now. On Turbine, but we lose both, the plane's going down. And I'll try and ask it to stop.
Yes.
Batgirl says, there's no time. We're doing this my way. That's not going to work either. You're never going to cut through it in time. You have to go where it's thinner. And Batgirl's like, oh, do I? Why not you? That thing's your pet. And then, of course, the power goes out, I think. And they realize that while it really is like snakes on the plane, the plant is everywhere.
Application. Okay. What is that?
Girl says, so she puts on her bat electromagnets, which are awesome, and climbs out on the plane. Okay. It's crawling along with super powerful magnets. Like, super powerful. And she's chopping bits off the plant and watching it fall down into space. And she figures that should hold it for a little while. But then she realizes that the plant is, like, it's all over. It is taking over the plane. It's everywhere.
Hello?
Comes back. Mm-hmm. Faint. No.
You are cutting in and out, mister.
I am?
Yeah, just a little bit. But go ahead. It might be I'm trying to cut down all of the stuff that's using bandwidth right here. So just keep going.
Alrighty. So Batgirl faints and Poison Ivy grabs her. Did it hurt you? No, I'm okay. I'm just a little lightheaded. And Ivy's like, I don't feel great either. The air's too thin. Come on, we need oxygen. So they pull down the little oxygen thingies and start breathing in some fresh oxygen for a while. And Ivy's like, we just can't stop. It's growing faster than we can cut it back. But hey, we'll be conscious when the plane goes down. And Batgirl's like, I can stop worrying about the application I just sent. And whether switching careers is what I really want. There you go. That's why she's applying to switch careers, even though she's only been owner of the business for, well, however long it's taken her to go to Japan and back, really. So for a week, maybe three. She's got a short attention span, that Batgirl.
Women.
Anyway, she says, yeah, I know. She says, I think it's what I want, but maybe the flight home from a trip is the wrong time to change direction. And Ivy's like, your poor life choices, your hubris aren't going to kill 400 people. I should have known better than anyone that nature can't be contained by control by man. And they get enough oxygen, and Batgirl's right, and she suddenly realizes that's how they're going to beat the thing. They're going to beat it with oxygen. And Ivy says you can't kill a plant with oxygen. What drop? Mic drop?
Knowledge drop.
Knowledge drop, that's right.
Knowledge.
We're
gonna get a little
flashback.
That science here.
Flashback.
Totally. Batgirl says the masks aren't connected to the oxygen tanks, they're oxygen candles. Pulling the cord ignites a mixture of
chemicals that release oxygen as a byproduct.
Sodium chlorate.
Yes.
Yeah. Ring a bell?
Yes.
And Ivy's like, sodium chlorate is a weed killer. And Batgirl's about to go all weed killy on the plant, but Ivy's like, we can't do that. And Batgirl's like, I know you're an organic kind of girl, but in this case, and she says, you can't kill it. There are plenty more humans on Earth, but Aristolochia pugnaculi is the last of its kind. And
Batgirl's like, just say Audrey 3.
Batgirl's like, please, Ivy, please let me kill the plant. And she says, humans didn't drive this plant to extinction. Maybe we aren't supposed to bring it back. Isn't that hubris too? And Ivy's like, fine, but you're on your own. So Batgirl jams the plant with the oxygen stuff, and it's working. The poison is going crazy, and the plant is going crazy, but it's not working fast enough. So Batgirl like wrestles with it and it strangles her and she's about to go down when something chops it in half. And Batgirl realizes it was probably Ivy. Ivy smiles. Batgirl faints. Fade out to a new scene. They're all on the plane. They're landing in Gotham International Airport. And Batgirl's like, we're home? Yeah, if Gotham's your final destination, but you seem like more of a Burnside girl. And Batgirl's like, good call. I was having the craziest dream. And Ivy says, yeah, me too. And they look outside and they realize it was not a dream. The plane is still pretty beat up. And as soon as she gets into town, Barbara's phone starts binging. She's got 38 emails, business, birthday parties, baby showers. And she realizes that they accepted her, whoever it is. Because why wouldn't they? She's Batgirl. And her best friend comes rolling over and they give each other a hug. And Frankie asks her how the flight was. And she says, well, Poison Ivy showed up with a mutant plant and I had to go out on the wing. And you know, they're just reminiscing and having fun. And we get this blonde dude in the foreground who's looking at them. Hmm. Very mysterious-like. And we flip the page and we realize he is a Cobblepot, a relative of the Penguin. Penguin's son. So we add that here. But at the very bottom, he's the son of the Penguin. And he's apparently very rich. And he's met by his intern and who asks how Switzerland was. Is it good to be home? He's like, small talk's the enemy of innovation, Jason. But Gotham isn't home. It never was. And his intern asks, where do you want to go, sir? And he says, to Burnside. Mm-hmm. He's got a peek at the Batgirl, and he wants more. And next issue, all new Burnside in Son of Penguin, part one. Oh, boom, there, boom.
There's that ad for the Commanding Challenge. That looks like Giffen's work to me.
It does. But I do not believe it is.
Maybe with some Scott Collins.
Nah.
No, wait. I see an RT down by his foot. R something.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, yes. So maybe. Uh-huh. I have no idea who that could be.
Roberto Torres.
That's possible, yes.
I don't know who that is.
So this is like that. That's going to be like that DC challenge that they did years ago.
Yes, it is.
Interesting. I think I have some of those issues still. I don't think I ever finished it.
I don't think I have my copies anymore.
I probably have them somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know why I didn't keep them. I should have, because it was a fun,
you know.
Terrible, fun series, but fun.
Yeah,
but
you
terrible.
Know. Yeah, I heard it was terrible.
Yeah, well, but it was right. Fun.
That was an interesting, very interesting issue. I liked it.
Yeah,
liked it. So, the question is...
how soon will Batgirl and Penguin Boy get together?
Well, no, what I'm thinking is, so... Did Batgirl dress herself, or did Poison Ivy do that?
Oh, I figure it was Poison Ivy.
Okay.
Oh, we have our first death of 2017.
Already?
Yes.
Who?
Father Mulcahy from MASH.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, no, he died last night.
Yeah, yeah. I read that last night.
He's our last death of the last death of 2016. Yeah, which, wow, they had their like claws in.
That surprised me. When I read that, just like I read about Debbie Reynolds, I didn't know they were still alive. So.
Oh God.
So I was like, well,
Amy Farr's still alive, so.
Yeah, okay. That's good. All right, then. That was quite the interesting issue. I agree.
Yeah, I liked it. I liked it.
Oh, man. Too much
cold. Good choice,
medicine.
Murray.
Yeah, that was good. I liked that. Very good. I'll have to check out some more
issues.
So,
awesome.
Okay, I'm drawing a blank here. Give me a second. too much cold medicine this morning.
Yeah.
That's Steve.
Okay, I'm back. So, as always, you can send us an email at podcast@talesfromalongbox.com or join us on the Facebook page. Oh, man, I totally lost it. Join the conversation there. Or you can comment on the actual episodes and let us know what you think there as well. And unless you guys got something else, that's it for this week. And we are out.